Acts chapter 21. And when it came to pass that we were parted from them and had set sail, we came with a straight course unto Kos, and the next day unto Rhodes, and from thence unto Patara, and having found a ship crossing over unto Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. And when we had come in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left hand, we sailed unto Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unlade her burden. And having found the disciples, we tarried there 7 days. And these said to Paul through the Spirit, that he should not set foot in Jerusalem. And when it came to pass that we had accomplished the days, we departed and went on our journey, and they all, with wives and children, brought us on our way till we were out of the city, and kneeling down on the beach, we prayed and bade each other farewell, and we went on board the ship, but they returned home again. And when we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais, and we saluted the brethren, and abode with them 1 day. And on the morrow we departed, and came unto Caesarea, and entering into the house of Philip the Evangelist, who was one of the 7, we abode with him. Now this man had 4 virgin daughters, who prophesied. And as we tarried there some days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet, named Agabus. And coming to us, and taking Paul's girdle, he bound his own feet and hands, and said, Thus saith the Holy Spirit, So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, What do ye, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, The will of the Lord be done. And after these days we took up our baggage and went up to Jerusalem. And there went with us also certain of the disciples from Caesarea, bringing with them 1 Emnason of Cyprus, an early disciple, with whom we should lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders were present. And when he had saluted them, he rehearsed one by one the things which God had wrought among the Gentiles through his ministry. And they, when they heard it, glorified God, and they said unto him, Thou seest, Brother, how many thousands there are among the Jews of them that have believed, and they are all zealous for the law, and they have been informed concerning thee, that thou teachest all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs. What is it therefore? They will certainly hear that thou art come. Do therefore this that we say to thee, We have 4 men that have a vow on them, these take, and purify thyself with them, and be at charges for them, that they may shave their heads, and all shall know that there is no truth in the things whereof they have been informed concerning thee, but that thou thyself also walkest orderly, keeping the law. But as touching the Gentiles that have believed, we wrote, giving judgment that they should keep themselves from things sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what is strangled, and from fornication. Then Paul took the men, and the next day purifying himself with them, went into the temple, declaring the fulfillment of the days of purification, until the offering was offered for every one of them. And when the 7 days were almost completed, the Jews from Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the multitude and laid hands on him, crying out, Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people, and the law, and this place. And moreover he brought Greeks also into the temple, and hath defiled this holy place. For they had before seen with him in the city Trophimus the Ephesian, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they laid hold on Paul, and dragged him out of the temple, and straightway the doors were shut. And as they were seeking to kill him, tidings came up to the chief captain of the band, that all Jerusalem was in confusion. And forthwith he took soldiers and centurions, and ran down upon them, and they, when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, left off beating Paul. Then the chief captain came near, and laid hold on him, and commanded him to be bound with 2 chains, and inquired who he was, and what he had done. And some shouted one thing, some another, among the crowd. And when he could not know the certainty for the uproar, he commanded him to be brought into the castle. And when he came upon the stairs, so it was that he was borne of the soldiers for the violence of the crowd, for the multitude of the people followed after, crying out, Away with him. And as Paul was about to be brought into the castle, he saith unto the chief captain, May I say something unto thee? And he said, Dost thou know Greek? Art thou not then the Egyptian, who before these days stirred up to sedition, and led out into the wilderness the 4,000 men of the assassins? But Paul said, I'm a Jew of Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I beseech thee, give me leave to speak unto the people. And when he had given him leave, Paul, standing on the stairs, beckoned with the hand unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spake unto them in the Hebrew language, saying,